goes to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. Amen. It's our Bible class up on tonight. And so, amen. We want to talk about tonight, the way of a transgressor is hard. The way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. Amen. A transgressor is anyone that transgressed the laws of God and disobeyed the laws of God and do not keep God's commandments and his word. Amen. We all have to be careful that we don't transgress, amen, the laws of God. Amen. The way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. It's not easy. The Lord said, my yoke is easy. Say, take upon you my yoke is easy. My burdens is light. Amen. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. Amen. Proverbs. Amen. Chapter 13 and verse 15. It says, good understanding give it favor. Amen. Good understanding, give it favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, transgressing the laws of God. Amen. Being disobedient to the will of God, to the laws of God. Whatever God is speaking to us to do, amen. Amen. If we don't do it, we're going against what he says. Amen. And when we transgress against the laws of God, that means we are disobeying the laws of God and his commandments and his word. Amen. God commands us. Amen. Whether we know the Lord or we don't know the Lord, God commands every human being, amen, to obey his laws. Amen. To obey the laws of him. And they say the way of a transgressor is hard. That means, we always say how hard our way is. We walk with the Lord. We go through trials and tests and different things like that. And some things do seem pretty hard. But the Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. God don't tell us our way is hard. He said, take my yoke. Our way become hard if we don't pray and get the wisdom and the mind of God to know how to get through situations and stuff. When we just do stuff on our own, he said, if you acknowledge me in all of your ways, I would direct your path. So when we don't know how to do something, we need to go to the Lord. And if we don't go to the Lord to acknowledge him, then we do it on our own. When we do things on our own, then that is going to be a difficult way, because God always has a more perfect way. He always has a better way. His ways are always the best. So a way of a transgressor is hard. Someone that transgressed the laws of God and disobeyed God's commandments. Like he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he said, my commandments are not grievous. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. What is God's commandments? His word. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart. That's why we have to read the word. You can't keep something that you don't know. So you have to study God's word. You have to listen to his word. You have to obey his word and know what he's saying and do what he's saying. Not just know it, but do what he's saying. Amen. And the word of God will spring up in us. If it's down in us, when the devil comes to try our faith and come and try us and test us, the word of God will spring up in us and let us know, no, do it this way or do it that way. Don't do it that way. Amen. So, amen. So, the hard means it's difficult. The way of a transgressor is hard. That means it's difficult. It's complicated. It's heavy. It's challenging. It's rough. It's rough because when you do it your way, you have no support system. And God is our support system. You have no structure. You have nothing to help you. You just like an open target out here. You have nothing if you don't do it God's way. God's way brings structure. And most people don't want structure. Most people want structure when they get in the hard place, but they don't want structure no other time. It's like they don't want the Lord telling them anything. They don't want nobody else telling them anything. They do it their way. So the Bible said, if you do it your way, you are transgressing against my laws and being disobedient to my laws. And you can't, amen, be blessed when you disobey God. He said, if you love me, and a lot of people say they love the Lord. He said, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. And he said, my commandments are not grievous. The Bible said, the way of a transgressor is hard. But when you keep my commandments, God said, it's not grievous. But if you, amen, transgress against the laws of God, it's going to be grievous. You get as many prices you pay for being, amen, a transgressor of the law. They're just like out here. And you know, if you do something out here, you kill somebody or you steal something, whatever, you got to answer to the people over things like that, the police, and you know, you got to deal with that. Well, it's worse when you transgress against the laws of God. We want to make sure, because we want to fear the one that can destroy the body and soul. Bible says, if you don't fear anybody, fear the one that can destroy body and soul. If these people out here that's doing all this shooting and killing and doing all this stuff, if they knew that there's one above them can destroy body and soul, they would think before they do it. They probably would think about what they do before they do it. But they just think, some people think, well, this, I just do what I want to do. If something happened to me, that's my time. I won't know it no way. That's all that is a trick of the devil. Yes, you will have to give an account. For the deeds, the Bible says you have to give an account. I will have to give an account for the deeds that are done in your flesh, your body. You know, when you reap what you sow. You know, we may think because we go to church, and you know, sometimes church people think they already made it. We haven't already made it. We're still working out our salvation. God said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We're still working out our salvation every day. We haven't made it. If you're still here, that means you have not made it yet. And we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, with reference of the Lord, watching how we go through here. It's not no one save all. I know some people believe that one save, y'all always save. Not no one save, one save, all always save. That means if you drink and booze it up and everything, do that and then go come back to the Lord and you're still a boozer, but you're saying, I'm still saved. No, you're not. You must be born again. You must do your first works over. You must get the sin off of you. You know, amen. So, amen. The way of a transgressor is hard. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we say as saints, our way is so hard. Don't nobody know the way I take. Oh, you know, and we cry up a lot of stuff. And, you know, I've been guilty of it too. We complain about a lot of stuff. But there's people that's going through things that's way worse than yours. Way worse than mine. Amen. So, the way of a transgressor is hard. You know, so the Lord lets us know, don't go that way, because that is hard. We think you can't make it with, if you're having a struggle making it with God, just think about it. We have struggles. We are with God. We have struggles in our faith. We have struggles. Things we're not exempt because we're saved. Being saved don't mean you don't have no problems. Oh, yeah, you're going to have problems. All that live godly are going to suffer persecution. You're going to suffer some things. But, amen, God is able to bring us through what we go through. And we look to the hills from whence come our help. And we can barely make it with God. Just think, if you're struggling trying to make it with God, just think if you don't have God, you wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it. And see, after you get so used to depending on the Lord, you get so used to giving God your problems and casting all your cares and, you know, giving him the things you go through, that makes your loads lighter. So if you get used to that, excuse me, you get used to that, and you get used to that, you don't know no other way, you don't want to go another way, because that's lighting your loads. And so, amen. The Lord, he lets us know, you can go my way. He gives us an option. He doesn't make anybody do anything. He doesn't make us be saved. He doesn't like, you better do this. He just let you know, this is the way it is. And you make the choice. Choose this day who you're going to serve. He let you know. He let you know the way over here. He let you know the way over there. And so we choose to serve the Lord. Amen. And when God is handling your business, and you got Him up in the front, and He's taking you able to cast your care, honey, you are blessed. You are blessed to be able to cast your care. That means every concern you have, you are blessed to be able to take that to somebody that's higher up than you. I am blessed to do that. We take that lightly. We take it for granted, and sometimes we don't take advantage of it. We forget all about. Tell God about this. Bring this to the Lord. Or we just deal with it. We deal with it. But, the Lord tells us we can cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Amen. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In other words, if we don't have a vision of God's will in our life, we don't have a vision. We don't have the insight. Amen. A vision is an image or imagination or ability to see spiritually, be able to comprehend spiritually, to be able to have spiritually discernment, be able to have wisdom, knowledge of what God is saying. Amen. We need vision. We need clarity from the Lord. We need God to open up our understanding to what He's saying to us. Because the Bible said, without a vision, people perish. Without you knowing which way they're saved, if they're getting ready for an alarm or something, you don't know which way to do when the alarm hits. You ain't going to know which way to turn. You got to be prepared for this battle down here. Because the battle's not yours, but it's the Lord. We need to know what God is saying. We need to know if I'm supposed to do this. We need to know if I'm supposed to do that. We need to know, get our answers from the Lord. Amen. Because he gives us that structure that we need. He gives us structure. Amen. And without a vision, we wake up every day with the same routine. And some things just get old. After so long, you get tired of the same thing over and over and over and over. The Bible said, without a vision, amen, people perish. And sometimes we have to ask the Lord to write the vision and make it plain for us. Because sometimes we lose the vision. We lose the concepts of why we are saved. Why we say, I just know I'm saved. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I have the Holy Ghost. And that's all we know. And it becomes to be just really shallow to us. Become be bored. We just have the concept I'm supposed to say. Some people don't even know what they're saved from. They don't even know why they're saved and what they're saved from. Well, I'm saved. Most it's a shame, but a lot of people, they've been saved a long time. All they can do is say, I'm saved. I've been saved 50 years. What you saved from? You got to be knowing that God saved me from sin. He saved me from some things. And whatever that He saved me from, I'm going to have to do certain things to stay saved. There's no sense to, there's no such thing. I'm saved and I'm always going to be saved and I can do what I want to do. Now, that's a lie from the devil. Because if you do sinful things, you're going back. You're going back regardless if you want to go back or not, you're going back. And all the standing still in God, that's why people go back, because they stand still in God. They don't grow in God. They don't develop in God. And so that's what, and they lose interest over here in the church. And I'm not talking about this here. Well, ministry, I'm talking about it just in church in general. They lose the concepts of why they go to church. All they know is I go to church, somebody pray for me, God saved me one day, and it's like, but they bored over here saved. God wants us to get busy and get busy for Him. You don't nothing for nothing, least nothing. You don't do anything. Amen. You come and make two moves, that's going to be it. You're going to get tired of making two moves to the point you won't be making no move. We have to pray when the vision gets foggy, when you just find yourself doing routine things. I do. You find yourself doing routine things, and you just keep going over the same old thing. You're going to get tired. And most people, when they get tired, they start blaming everybody else for the tiredness. It's you. You need to go to God and seek the Lord. Say, Lord, I need my vision to be refreshed. I need to be renewed in the spirit. I need an excitement. The excitement is gone for me, Lord. I need to be excited about the world. I don't want to be serving God because I just won't serve God so I can escape hell. I want to serve God. I want to be happy down here serving the Lord. We want to be happy down here. Some people, they're so busy looking over on the other side of the fence, seeing what they do, they can't even get happy for the Lord. Keep looking over there. You're going to go over there. Amen. I know this word right here is not probably a very, I'm sure it's not a popular word, but I mean, what's the use? You're going to be saved or you're not going to be saved. I'm going to be saved or I'm not going to be saved. You know, when you've been saved from some things, you're not going to walk away from God just like that. If you haven't been saved for nothing, maybe you don't understand why you've been saved. You walk away every time you look up. You need to know why I serve the Lord. Why am I, you know, walking with God? And it becomes reality. You know, I know sometimes when we are small, you know, children, our parents bring us to church and some has been saved. You know, their parents have been saved and they got saved. They've been in the church pretty much all their life or whatever and everything. But everybody comes to a part of their life. They got to know God for themselves and they got to know the reason why I'm saved. And these people, this you got people that all over the place, people making all kind. I don't know if people realize you can't play with your soul out here. I mean, you can, but you can't play with your soul. Some people like, well, I don't go to this church. I don't go to church like I used to. Other people there, you know, I had problems with them. I don't go here. I don't go there. And so I just, you know, making this dude, do you know you're not going to be able to go to heaven and say I don't go to church because this and that and other. You're not going to be excused by God for that. You have to make your calling and election sure. It's an individual thing. You can't do that. You think that God's going to excuse you and let other people deal with them and judge them, but you're going to skip? No, we all going before the white throne of judgment. Whether you've been saved 50 years or 2 days, we all going to go before the white throne of judgment. So whatever we do, we need to do it on this side, because once you close your eyes, you can't get over there and change nothing. You can't change it. So, amen. And the Lord is letting us know, amen. Serve me, amen. He said, keep my commandment. When God said command, God commands. When he said, my command, those are commandments. They're not if I want to, I can if I want to. He said, these are my commands. I command you to keep my commandment. Now, it's up to you whether you do it or not, but he's like, I command you, amen, to keep my commandments. And he said, because my commandments, they're not grievous. Amen. 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 It says, without a vision, people perish. In other words, you need to have a vision in your heart of things that God would have for you to do. It's too late in the hour for people to be folding their hands and don't know what they come to church for, what they come to do. We need to pray and say, Lord, where do I fit at in amen, the ministry? We need to be about our Father's business, amen. Now, because we'll dry up if we don't. We got to be doing something. God said, he said, work until I come. Work until I come. He said, whatever your hands can find to do, do it. Don't just do this single thing over here. If God said, I want you to do 3 or 4 or 5 things, get your hands busy. Do it for the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. Amen. Whatever you find your hands to do, this is the hour that you need to do it. And we need to stop making all these excuses that we tell ourselves and we convince ourselves. I can't do this because of that. I can't do that because of that. You know, I was thinking tonight I wasn't feeling all up the part for us, like a little congestion, a little bit or something. But I thought to myself, you know, I don't have no fever. I'm pretty good. I said to myself, I am going to church. I'm not going to not go to church since I'm able and I'm not really real down sick. I'm going to the house of the Lord. The truth be told, we gonna go everywhere else. Sometimes you can be sick, almost hanging over, and I can't make it. But you gonna go up to that job because you got to say I got to make some money. The more you make, the more taxes they take out. You're not going to get it all, no way. But I got to go. If they almost drag me in here, I'm going. So the Lord expects us to be just as much more diligent to him. Amen. This is not the hour for the saints to cool off and just like a refrigerator. Sheep begat sheep. It's not for the pastor to do it all. It's not for this person to do it all. It's for all us put our hands to the plow and get busy for the Lord. We don't have long to be down here. We need to get busy for the Lord. You want the Lord to say, good, thy good and faithful servant. You don't want the Lord to get up here and say, what did you do? You didn't do nothing for me. You want you make your calling and lets you sure you want to be busy for the things of God. God don't use us all the same way, but he wants to use us. Amen. We just need to find out what he wants to do with us. He uses us according to our several abilities. Amen. If you don't have the ability to do this over here, you got the ability to do that over there. Amen. We need to find out. Amen. And that takes the boredom out of your walk with God. That takes the boredom out of our walk. That makes you, keeps you excited. Keeps you excited about the things of God. Amen. Without a vision, people perish. Perish means to be destroyed. Amen. If we perish, the Lord said, without a vision, we perish. It means to be destroyed, and it means to be eternally lost. Who in their right mind want to be eternally lost? Nobody in their right mind want to go to a burning hell. The devil tried to tell people, oh, hell's not real. It wouldn't be all in the Bible if it wasn't real. And I would want to try to find out was it real. I would take God at his word and say, I want to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. You have to choose this day whom you will serve. Amen. Amen. And in the book of St. Matthew, amen. St. Matthew chapter 4. St. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Amen. This is the type of word that people, it's a rare word, God. When you start telling people how to live and stuff, it's a rare word because people feel like, oh, we don't have to do all this. It's not necessary to do all this. But what is happening with people when they feel like this, we don't have to do all this. We're doing something new. It's a new day. It's a new something modern. And then you fall from your steadfastness. You fall from your steadfastness because you don't have the genuine truth to hold you up. And the people that say they're in church, they're worse than the people in the world. They doing some of everything. Even the people in the world, they got their limits what they gonna do. When the devil gets you off track, he have you go buck wild. And so we need to really cling to God's word. And cling to it and do it. And the book of Matthew says in chapter 4 and verse 4. He said, but he answered and said, it is written, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You cannot live without feeding your spirit. You can't live. I'm not just speaking about in the natural. But in the spirit, you have no life until you indulge into the word of God. You have to read the word of God. You have to listen to the word of God. Because the word of God, it cleanses us. It lets us know we're on the right road or off key. The word is a cleanser because it tells you how to live. So if you don't read it, and then if you read it but you don't do it, it does you the same. It's not like not reading it. It says, man should not live by bread alone. Even when Satan tried to tempt the Lord, when he tempted the Lord, he was telling them, if you be the Son of God, do this and do that. That's when he began to tell him, he said, this is not the only way I live. I live by the words of God. That's down here eating bread and doing what we want to do. We don't survive only by that. You have to incorporate the word of God in your life. You have to, amen, say, give me this day my daily bread. God wants us really to incorporate him all the time, every day in our life. You know, it's a shame if we get up, we say we saints, and we get up and don't say nothing to the Lord. Don't say nothing to trouble here. That's a disrespect and dishonor towards God. We need to get up, before we even get out the bed, we need to say, Lord, I thank you for seeing another day. I thank you for watching over me. We need to have a prayer life, not a prayer when I get to church. I'll just wait till I get to church to do all I'm doing. But we ain't got time, too much time nowadays for that. We don't know when the Lord's coming back. We don't know how he's going to wrap this thing up. So if you didn't pray out during the week, you're not going to be able to have 12 hours to get a prayer through in the church. If you just wait, we do our maintenance at home. We do our maintenance at home and... Amen. Sometimes we want to skip that. We feel like I don't have time for that. I got to do this and I do that. Well, you have to make time. Sometimes you may give the Lord 10 minutes. Sometimes you may give him 20. It shouldn't be the same thing all the time. I give you, Lord, 2 minutes every day, and I'm out of here. And we wonder why we go through so much. And we keep that relationship and keep it refreshed and spend some time with the Lord. Don't you know God, amen, he'll head off some dangers for you. He'll make some loads lighter for you. He'll make your days lighter. Your load of your day, it could be really chaotic. By the time you've already went before the Lord in prayer, he can cut down, I'll cut all that down for you. People think, I don't have time to seek the Lord because my schedule is just too busy. The busier your schedule is, the better you better seek the Lord, because you're going to be overwhelmed with your schedule. The more things you have, the more responsibility you have, the more you need to take some time out to seek the Lord so he can show you a better way to get it done. If not, you're going to be wore out, dragged out from the load. Amen. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He didn't say by live by some word. He said by every word that proceeded or come from the out the mouth of God. Amen. That's how we're going to survive. That's how we're going to make it. Hearing what the Lord has to say. God has the final say about any and everything. I don't care if it's health-wise. I don't care if it's finances-wise. I don't care what it is. God has the final say. God can turn your situation around whenever he get ready to. He can change it whenever he get ready to. But he going to make sure, amen, that we are where he wants us to be. Amen. Amen. Psalms 119. Verse 11, and that's our last scripture, Psalms 119 and verse 11. Amen. And it says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. We need a guide, and that's the word of God. You'd be surprised of a lot of people that proclaiming to be saved, they're like lost. They're just almost just as lost as the people that don't know the Lord. What I'm saying, they have lost the vision that God's put place before them. They have lost their way. You can be in the church and lose your way. Oh, yes, you can. If you're not hearing the right thing and you're not hearing, getting something for your soul, you can sit there right in the church and lose your way. Wander away right there in the church. You got to keep vision before you. When you see yourself starting getting nonchalant, or I'm losing interest in this and I'm losing interest with that, and I don't know if I want to go to church today. I don't know if I want to go to church at all, and I'm dabbling more with the people that is not saved than people saved. You're on a road, not on a good road. And God is gonna, amen, he's gonna send the spirit of revival. And I'm not talking about no series of services. He's gonna send the spirit of revival to bring his people back to where we need to be brought back to. Some of us are holding on for dear life with everything on inside of us, trying to walk this walk, trying to talk this talk, and God knows, amen, his people need strength. Some people done turned it loose a long time ago. Amen. And God is gonna turn the hearts of the children back to the Father, back to him. God's going to restore the wasted years. We have some wasted years that's been wasted. But we didn't got nonchalant. God going to restore them. Amen. If he don't shorten the days, won't no flesh be saved. Because people are not motivated. They're not motivated to serve the Lord. They're motivated for everything else. But they're not motivated to serve the Lord. Why? Because there's not a lot, you're not hearing a lot to motivate you. Which we should pray ourselves and get motivated by the Lord. But you're just hearing so much of what's going on the news, what this one over here is doing. There's so much other things that people listen to. You be motivated by what you hear the most. If gossip is what you hear the most, you're going to be motivated by that. As you know, what they doing over here, if that's the most you hear, you're going to be motivated by that. And whatever is, amen, that you are more geared into, that's what you're going to be motivated with. We need the Lord to keep us motivated. It's not in your DNA. It's not in my DNA to be motivated. The flesh, the spirit, remember, your spirit serves God. It's not your flesh. Your flesh don't want to serve God. Your flesh want to do what it want to do. It's the spirit on the inside of you that wants to serve the Lord. That's why we have to be born again of the water and the spirit. You can't live this life without the spirit. It just won't work. Because it's not in our DNA. It's just not in us to serve the Lord. It's the spirit. So if you lose the spirit, you have nothing to serve the Lord with. You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what you want to do. And this is what we need, is the spirit of God to refresh us, revive us. And sometimes I've said to the Lord, Lord, we living in some perilous time. We living in some scary times. And Lord, you know, it's like, hold on to me, Lord, and let me hold on to you. Amen. It's like quicksand out here. You know, people dying every day. You know, you don't hear people like long time ago. I know we're in a different time and everything, but long time ago, the people was on fire for God. They were stirred up. They talked about the Lord. I mean, they was excited about the things of God. You hear nobody saying nothing too much nowadays. And everything is real low-key. Because we live in, somebody said, well, we're living in a different time, but that don't mean we have to change. But God's got people. He said, I got 7,000 that haven't bowed to Baal. That's because this one over here doing that one over. God got people all over that still serving him. And you got to make your mind, am I going to be the one of the ones going to still be serving the Lord? Amen. Amen. You know, you want to have that life. We have life. We have joy, life, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible says there's peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You will not have peace without the Lord. The peace that you would have will be there for 1 minute and it'll flee from you the next few minutes. The peace I'm talking about, the peace that passes all understanding, when you got a whole lot of trouble on you, but you still got peace. I'm talking about that type of peace. You can't have that. That's only in the Holy Ghost. So we have to stir up. The Lord says, stir up your pure mind. We have to stir up our pure minds. How do you stir up your pure minds? You have to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Lord said, how do you build up your most holy faith? You have to pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray them little me prayers and all that stuff. But we need to stay before the Lord till we get the spirit, we feel the spirit come down on us. And we feel the spirit of God coming down. We get the move of God right there. God can tell you, do this. He can guide you. He can take that of his and show it unto you. Show you what he has for you. Show you, amen, encourage you. You get all that from the spirit. But we don't have time for that. We don't have time to do that. You have to take time. I have to take time. Your schedule will tell you, you got to do this. You don't feel like getting, if you laying in the bed, they might say, just lay here. You don't feel like getting up. Go get donut, anything, put it in your mouth. Go get some food. You just feel like laying there and eating. Anything. And none of that's going to help you. You got to shake that stuff off. Amen. You have to, amen, bring your flesh. We have to bring our flesh under subjection. We can't let it do whatever it wants to do all the time. It's going to rule. It will rule. It will take you to hell. Your flesh. Nobody else have to take you to hell. Your flesh, my flesh, will take us to hell. If you obey it. If you do everything your flesh tells you to do and never do what God tells you to do, it will take you to hell. You will be eternally lost. So we have to, amen, we have to on purpose pray. Prayer's not going, your flesh is not saying, I just feel like praying today. No. Your flesh ain't always feel like, I just feel like praying today. I feel like laying down today. Or I feel like getting me something to eat today. Or I feel like getting on Facebook or Twitter. Or I feel like I feel like talking on the phone today. I don't feel like praying. Your flesh don't want to pray. That's why I'm pointing out, that's we have need for the Spirit of God. Without God's help, we can't do this. We can't live this life without the help of the Lord. It's impossible. We need the Spirit to guide us to live this life, to even have a desire to live this life. You got to have Spirit going before you. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. Speaking about, again, the way of a transgressor is hard. And all that stuff that I was mentioning. Amen. Without the Spirit, we'll have a hard way getting through here. We'll have it hard getting through here. Oh, it's such a hard old way. And you keep saying it's such a hard old way. You been looked on the other side and say, well, I think that way is a little easy over there. And been to switch sides. Amen. But the way of a transgressor is hard, but he that keepeth the laws of God happy is he. God, when you please the Lord, when you try to please the Lord, none of us is perfect. We don't dot every I, we don't cross every T. But every time you making an effort, I didn't get it right today. I didn't get it, say that right. Lord, forgive me, keep me on track. You're walking in His ordinance. You're trying to keep His commandments. And He's going to help you. And you feel really good when you're trying to please the Lord. You don't feel good when you're not pleasing the Lord. The Lord said, if our heart condemn us, He's greater than our heart. God don't want us to walk around being condemned. Once He forgive us, He don't want us to keep looking down on ourselves and keep condemning ourselves. But He wants, amen, us to obey Him and keep His commandments. Amen. The Lord speak about even, He give us long life. You know, even children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obey that your days will be longer on the face of the earth. If you're cussing your parents out, you're disrespecting them, you're not doing what you need to do, amen, you might have a short term. And God will bless you. He'll bless you when you, amen, keep His commandments and, amen, even obey them to have rule over you. Amen. So we thank the Lord. I believe we just about done. Amen. We don't want to go the way of a transgressor. Amen. Because it's a hard way. That's a hard way. Amen. We want to go the ways of God. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you shall find rest for your soul. And God is obligated. He is obligated, amen, to do what you would want Him to do for you and what I would want Him to do for me. He's obligated because He has put His word out there. Amen. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. You can expect God. You can expect the move of God, whatever area of your life, if you obey Him. But you can't expect God to move for you if you don't obey Him. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. This is concluding tonight our Bible class. Amen.